Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on the call. We're going to get started in a few moments. We are having this morning a few technical issues, but I'm going to prepare to start in a moment. We're going to take prayer requests at this time. If there are any prayer requests, please feel free to share your request this morning.
Good morning, Eleanor Lemon. This is Mother Morgie. Good morning. I would like prayer for myself, for strength, and salvation for my children. Thank you.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Are there any other prayer requests? We're going to get started in just a moment to give others time to sign on because of the technical issues we had this morning. But again, thank you so much for your patience on this morning. It sounds like someone is about to say something. Again, we're taking prayer requests for those of you who have just called in. But there are some of you who have some background noise. Thank you. We're taking prayer requests for those who just joined in.
Praise the Lord. Elder Belinda, this is Elder Beckham. I'm here with my mother in Mississippi. And prayer request for Maggie Porter.
Amen. Certainly we will. Thank you so much for calling in. And good morning, Mother Pointer. We are still holding to.
Yes, we want to change your second name.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We're still holding for those who are going to be joining us in prayer. The intercessors I see on the line currently are Donald. Is that correct?
Yes, but I wouldn't be praying this morning.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Cheryl?
Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. And Sharon?
Good morning.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. It's about 9:11. I think I've given the 5 minutes that I've asked those to join on. So we're going to go ahead and get started again. Forgive us for the issues. But there's something, I guess, about Saturday morning prayer. The computer just does not want to work, but God is good. So today I had to do something different. I had to log in on the telephone. The computer still will not come up. So God is faithful. He will give you another way. So we are logged in via the phone this morning doing something different. But nevertheless, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. We're going to ask Cheryl to open up, Sharon to follow, and I will close out. We're going to stay at around 10 minutes each this morning. Again, this is our last plea. If there are others on the line, all lines are open. If you're on the line and you have prayer requests, we're going to ask that you share your prayer requests at this moment as we prepare to go before the Lord in prayer. And also, because we are having to log on a different way, we're going to ask those of you that are not praying this morning to go ahead and place your phone on mute by using the mute button that's located on your telephone. Please go ahead and place it on mute for us to eliminate the background noise. Amen. And I think we had Cheryl, Sharon, and then myself, Cheryl. If you could go ahead, please. Thank you.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we are coming before you this morning with open hearts, and we ask, oh God, to have mercy upon us this morning according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies this morning, God. We thank you, oh God, that we can come to you asking you to forgive us of all of our sins, those that we have not confess, and for those that we are openly confessing this morning, God. We thank you, O God, as you wash us in your divine spirit this morning, that you will cleanse us from all sin. And God, we know, and as we acknowledge you this morning, that Father God, there is none like you this morning. We welcome your spirit on this line. We thank you, O God, as we celebrate life this morning, O God. We thank you, O God, as we are your children and chosen to come before you as you purge us this morning, as you cleanse us and you give us the right spirit, renewed minds this morning. Oh, Father God, we're glad and we bring our petitions before you this morning, knowing that you hear us as we're speaking, oh God. And Father, this morning, oh God, we come from the north, south, east, and west, declaring that there is no other God before you, no other God but you. We thank you this morning, oh God, as we are renewed in steadfast spirit this morning. We come this morning, thank you, O God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We come this morning thanking you, O God, that you're a present help in time of trouble. We come this morning thanking you, O God, that you are the all-knowing God. You are our Ebenezer this morning. We come thanking you, O God, knowing that you're with us and that you will not turn us away. We come this morning thanking you, O God, with a heart full of thanksgiving. We come this morning thanking you, O God, for joy everlasting. We come this morning thanking you for salvation free this morning. We come thanking you this morning for salvation, oh God, that was done on Calvary. We thank you, oh God, for the blood that was shed for us. We thank you, oh God, because there's healing in the blood this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the joy, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for peace that passes all understanding. We thank you, oh God, for that our peace will make us full this morning. Our peace that we receive, O God, will give us what we need this morning. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God, for your presence. We thank you, O God, for you are our Ebenezer this morning. And Father, we bring together, we come together collectively, O God, knowing that you are in the midst, O God. So this morning, we come this morning with glad hearts to bring our petitions on regarding our families this morning, oh God. God, the families, oh God, that we are lifting up this morning, oh God, our immediate families this morning, oh God, we bring them before you, oh God. We bring our fathers and our mothers and our grandparents before you, our uncles and our nephews and our cousins, oh God, and our nieces, oh God. We bring them before you, oh God. Father, you have established families before the foundation of this world, oh God, establishing found families, oh God. So we petition this morning, expecting, oh God, great expectation on behalf of our families, oh God. In some of our families, oh God, there's strife and bitterness, but God, we bring them before you, oh God. We come against that spirit of division, oh God. We declare this morning and by faith, oh God, that there is restoration for our families. We stamp on the enemy's head this morning, oh God, by the words of our confession that our families, oh God, where there's strife and bitterness, oh God, will be replaced with the spirit of forgiveness, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for our families this morning as we declare by the power of our confession of faith this morning, oh God, that our families, oh God, will come together, oh God, asking for forgiveness one from another, oh God. We release this in the atmosphere this morning on behalf of our families, oh God, where there has been estrangement, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're pulling together our families, oh God, through the power of your Holy Spirit, by the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ upon the minds of each member of our families, oh God. We pray and thank you in advance for healing for our families, oh God, as they are reconciling one to another, oh God. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, for our families this morning, oh God. And we do not want to forget the families that are divided and their families that are scattered, their families that are brokenhearted this morning because of what's taking place in Texas, oh God. We do not want to forget the families, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ in Texas, oh God, that have lost loved ones. We present them to you this morning, oh God. We present the brokenhearted to you this morning. We present the ones, oh God, that are dismayed. We present the ones that feel hopeless, oh God. We present them to you this morning, oh God, knowing, Father God, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the one that provides their peace. You are the one that provides protection for them. You are the one that will restore their hearts and provide hope for them this morning. You are the great I am. So this morning we present them to you, oh God. We thank you for what you've done thus far, oh God, as we gathered early this week praying and declaring that you would do the miraculous, oh God. And we heard testimonies, and we will continue to hear testimonies for the families, oh God, in Texas, oh God, in the surrounding areas of Texas, oh God. We thank you for those, oh God, that came, oh God, with open arms, and God came and to provide resources, oh God. We continue to pray for those, oh God, the first responders, and for the volunteers of all so many different types of organizations, oh God. We pray and thank you, oh God, that you will protect them, oh God, and give them what they need as they are there to rescue and to provide help, oh God. And we come against the enemy that wanted to scatter and to come against the spirit of greed that takes advantage of situations like this, oh God. We declare, oh God, that there will be no division, oh God, that the monies that are being sent will be used exactly for what they're needed, oh God, because you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the one that provides. You are their resource, oh God. You are their safety. You are their shield. You are their buckler, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for hearing the cries and also hearing of the testimonies that have come forth this week, oh God. We pray for the hearts of our leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that are involved in that situation, oh God. Give them the heart of integrity. Give them the right spirit, oh God, of accountability, oh God, that the people, oh God, that are in distress, oh God, that they will not be discounted, oh God. We speak to the spirit of, we ask that the spirit of truth will be in control in Texas, oh God, that the spirit of love, oh God, unconditional love will be prevalent in Texas, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for taking, oh God, this situation, knowing that you, it did not take you by surprise, but showing this nation, oh God, that you are in control. You are in control. We thank you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God, for all that you're doing, oh God. And Father God, as the body of Christ continues to intercede, oh God, and intercede for Texas, but also intercede for the state of America, oh God. We continue to lift up this nation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you are making the crooked way straight. And we thank you, oh God, for being our God, for being in control of what's going on in these United States, oh God. And for giving us, oh God, the spirit of joy and protecting us, oh God, from the evil one, oh God. We see, we know that you're in control, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that we can come this morning lifting up your name. We thank you, oh God, that you've given us the breath, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we are standing in the gap this morning, oh God, for this nation, oh God. We bless your name this morning, oh God. We sound an alarm of victory this morning, oh God, as you're renewing our families, oh God, as you're bringing some some resolve, and there is peace being released in Texas, oh God. And Father God, we thank you, oh God, as you are the one, oh God. We stand in the gap this morning, believing and trusting in you, oh God, believing and knowing that you're with us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning, oh God. Hallelujah
you,
this morning, oh God.
Hallelujah
this morning, oh God. Bless be the name of the Lord this morning.
Thank you, Lord. God, and we bless you and praise you, God, for this opportunity that we've come together, oh God. So we come on one accord, lifting up, oh God, the United States and, God, specifically Texas and Louisiana. God, we ask for your hand, oh God, of help. They need help in this time of disaster, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would be in the midst. We pray, oh God, for safety, God. We pray for health conditions, oh God. We pray, oh God, for lost homes, those that have lost their homes and God had to evacuate and have nowhere to go, oh God. We pray for family members, oh God, that are in that area. We ask, oh God, for your mercy. God, we're praying and we're standing in the gap as if it was us, oh God. And so, God, this morning we ask that your hand will be seen, oh God. We ask, oh God, that your hand would be seen in the land, oh God. And then, God, we ask that you would restore back unto us, oh God, even those that have not been affected physically, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would restore back unto us your hope, oh God, that you would cause this opportunity to cause us to look up to you, oh God, and God, to draw nigh unto you, oh God, to seek you, oh God, in all of our ways this morning, oh God. So God, we are praying for the United States of America, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would unify us, oh God, that you would draw us back unto you, oh God, and then draw us to each other. We ask, oh God, that the spirit of hope would rest on us, oh God, that the spirit of love would rest on us, oh God, and the spirit of giving, oh God. We pray this morning, oh God, that you would touch the heart of man and, God, draw us unto you, oh God, and, God, help us to see who we are in you, oh God. So, God, we ask that you would lift up our hands to be a help to others, oh God, that, God, you would cause this country, oh God, to come unto his knees, oh God, and draw unto you. God, we ask that you don't leave us or forsake us, oh God. Don't leave us unto our own selves, but God, we say this morning, even as those that are intercessors that are standing in the gap, we're standing in the gap for our own United States of America. We're standing in the gap for our family members, for the government, oh God. We're standing in the gap for the body of Christ this morning. And God, we ask that you would visit us, oh God, and be with us. You said in your word that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, oh God. So this morning we're gathering, oh God, praying and asking you for your mercy and your grace. Oh God, we ask that you would have your way, oh God. Let your kingdom come and your will be done. And then God, we ask that you would raise up a generation, the young generation that's strong in their bodies, oh God, the young generation that's seeking after you, oh God, and don't even realize that they're looking for that empty place that you put inside of them. God, we ask that you would raise them up, oh God,
and draw them out from where they are and draw them into you, O God, the kingdom. We pray this morning that the young, O God, would rise up and become strong, that the young would rise up, O God, with integrity and with truth, that the young would rise up, O God, with a question and, God, find the answer. O God, we pray that they would find the answer in you, O God. So, God, we ask that you would make us available, oh, God, that there would be national platforms, God, that we would be able to stand and let the young know that you are God and there's none beside you. Oh, God, we pray this morning for our young generation that, God, not only will they find you, but, God, that they would live for you with their whole heart and love you, oh, God, with their whole heart. We pray, oh, God, that you would raise them up, oh, God, to be flat-footed and not to be tossed to and fro with every wind or doctrine, oh God, but God, that they would be steadfast in you, that they would love you, oh God, that they would obey your commandments, that they would uphold your standards, oh God. God, we pray today, this morning, God, for our young generation, and we ask, oh God, that you would do in them a new thing, oh God, that you would stir up in them, oh God, a desire, oh God, a hunger and a thirst, oh God. You said, oh God, if we seek you, we can find you. So God, we say, let them have a hunger and a thirst, oh God, seek after righteousness and truth, God, and then when they seeking God, cause your righteousness and your truth to be bound to their loins, O God. Cause it to be etched in their heart, O God. Bring it always to their remembrance, O God. And let your truth prevail in their lives. And then, God, this morning we raise up our senior citizens, oh, God, our senior citizens, oh, God, that may be weak in their bodies. God, we pray for them this morning. We say a special prayer for Mother Margie, oh, God. And we ask, oh, God, that you would bind health, a good portion of health to her body. We ask, oh, God, that you would touch her mind, oh, God, that you would give her the strength that she needs to endure in these days, oh, God. Oh, God, that you would restore unto her certain things that the enemy has stolen, oh, God, that you would strengthen her heart, oh, God, that you would give her a hope to believe, oh, God, that her children shall be saved, oh, God. God, we pray wherever they are, oh, God, that you would touch them, oh, God, and draw them out from where they are and draw them into the kingdom. Oh, God, you said that we can call those things that are not as though they were. So, God, we say for her family members, for our family members, for those that are represented on this line, for those, oh, God, that we have called on you before for, we ask, oh, God, that the spirit of salvation and deliverance, oh, God, would find them where they are. But, God, we need you. God, they need you. They may not know that they need you, but, God, they need you. And so, God, we're asking you to have mercy, oh, God, and send your salvation, oh, God, in this land. Deliver us, oh, God, from our own selves. Deliver us, oh, God, from our sins and our wicked ways. And God, we ask that you would send your healing and your deliverance and your salvation, oh God. God, we ask this morning, oh God, that you would have mercy. Oh God, that you would open up doors, that you would open up, oh God, doors that men can walk in, oh God, in your body of, in the house of God, oh God, in the house of prayer. We pray, oh God, that you would send, oh God, the anointing, oh God, that would rest, rule, and abide in our families, oh God, that would rest, rule, and abide in our schools, oh God, that will rest, rule, and abide, oh God, even in the church house. God, we pray this morning even for the body of Christ. And God, even as we have committed tomorrow unto you, oh God, we ask, oh God, that your kingdom will come and your will be done. We ask, oh God, that a fresh wind would visit us, oh God, where we go. We ask, oh God, that we don't do it just religiously, but God, we do it faithfully unto you. So God, even as we gather in your name on tomorrow, we ask, oh God, and we invite you in, oh God, to visit us, oh God, to be with us, oh God, to rest, rule, and abide. Let your spirit have its way, oh God. Oh God, we say that those that are hearing the word and the gospel truth, that they would surrender their heart and their mind unto you, oh God. God, so this morning we are asking you, oh God, that you would prepare a place of safety and wholeness, oh God, and salvation, that when they walk in the door, oh God, they know that you are there. God, even if we don't show up, oh God, we want those that are looking for you, oh God, that are maybe searching for something else, oh God, would find you in the midst. And so, God, we say, be there, oh God. Dwell in that place, oh God, and let your will and your purpose be done. And we ask this all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, because, God, we want souls, oh God, to be
saved.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless you for it this morning. We bless you for the sound of prayer this morning. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to come before you in prayer. God, we thank you, oh Lord God, that you are raising up those in this hour. Oh God, that would cry loud and spare not, that would lift up their voices like trumpets, Father. And we thank you, God, that even as we open up our mouths wide, that you are filling it, God. Thank you for filling us, oh God, with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God, teaching us to pray, giving us what to say, God, in an hour, oh God, when men's hearts are falling and failing with fear, God. I thank you, God, hallelujah, for a righteous stand. I thank you, oh God, that you have made our feet like hind feet, oh God, and that you are teaching our hands how to war, God. I thank you, God, that you are breaking the spirit of complacency in this hour, God. Hallelujah, God, and that you are stretching out on the inside of us. I pray this morning, God, that there be a release of dunamis power even on this line. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for the remnant of believers, hallelujah, that are still believing in you and trusting in you, hallelujah, in an hour when it's not possible, God, when there are those, oh, God, that are charging you, oh, God, and God, those, oh, God, that are coming, oh, God, with accusations. I thank you, oh, God, that there are covenant believers, oh, God, that still know how to call on the name of Jesus, knowing, God, hallelujah, oh, God, that except you keep the city, oh God, the watchman waketh but in vain. I thank you, oh God, that there is a body of believers, oh God, that stand, oh God, I got trusting in you, the God of our salvation. And so, God, we say, ready our hearts and ready our minds in this hour. It calls us, oh God, to be able to stand, oh God, in position, hallelujah, and know how to seek your face. Give us what to do and what to say. I pray, oh God, I God, that you would cause us to be strategic in this hour. Father, I pray that you will release strategies from the heaven. Oh God, into the mind of the believers, into our hands, oh God, that you would give us creativity, that you would give us know-how, that you would give us insight. Oh God, that we are not walking aimlessly in this hour, oh God. Ah, but God, that you, Lord God,
Shande Koma say it. I God, that you have given us plans to execute, oh God. You're the same God that spoke to Joseph before time. And God, you prepared him for years of famine. That's the God that we're calling on. The God that's able to give revelation. I God, that our storehouses will be filled. Oh God, I thank you, oh God, that you're not the kind of God that would cause us to be empty and in need. But God, that you would cause us to know what to do. Oh God, that when the world is in need, when they are looking, I God, that there is a believer, oh God, I God, that is positioning themselves in prayer. So Father, I pray for intercessors in this hour, God, unlock intercession. I God, that we will be able, God, to go in and pull on your treasures. I God, that we'll be able to go in and pull on revelation. I God, that we will be ready. I God, for we understand. I God, that this day and in this hour, God, is a sign of even greater things to come. It can do rendezvous Sunday. And God, we thank you. And God, that we believe come what may. And God, that you have for us. Oh God, a place of refreshing. And so God, we ask you today for wisdom. For we know, God, that before you, oh God, is a spirit of wisdom. God, that if heaven is shut, God, that is not shut up to your believers. God, that there is access that you've given to us. God, if nobody else can enter in, God, your covenant believers can enter in. God, and so, God, we rejoice this morning for access. We rejoice this morning, God, because of the way that has been made for us. We rejoice this morning for the door that has been opened. We rejoice this morning, oh God, God, for many shall not have the revelation, oh God, that you've given to us. God, for your word declares that I've given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. God, that which is hidden from others, oh God, has been made known to us. For your word declares that I, the Lord, shall do nothing except I reveal it to my servant the plot. Thank you for revelation, oh God. You're the God that can speak to one man in a whole nation. You're the God that spoke to Noah. Ah, God gave him insight nobody else had. Oh God, we know that the wisdom of Christ can be foolishness to the world. But Father, we say we receive your wisdom. We open up our minds to receive your instructions. We don't want to be on the outside of the ark of safety. We don't want to be out on the outside, oh God, and not have heard your instruction. Father, forgive us. Help us to clean out of us whatever hinders us. Help us, God, to lay aside every weight and every sin. Oh God, that will hinder us from hearing the word of the Lord, from hearing your instruction. Oh God, position us, God. I pray for a divine positioning in this hour. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, remember us. Remember us, those that are calling out on your name. Remember us this morning as you, God, are releasing instruction, as you are making visitation and dreams at the midnight hour. God, as you are releasing, God, insight. Don't forget about us. Don't forget about those of us, God. God, this morning that are calling on your name. Oh, God, Emando Durande, as you are pouring out, God, from heaven, pour out on us. Pour out on us, oh, God. Oh, God, Emando Durande, Siane Boshata, Mokor Rande, Siano Rokoma, Siete Beshekoma, Yede Bessiane, Beseke Boshatande, Bessia, Yendor Rande, Beshekor Randa, Sike Boshata, Yandor Rande, Hekoma, Yendor Rake, Hekoma, Yandoroshama, Hayabatia. Oh God, I thank you for a breakthrough this morning. I thank you today, oh God, that you are giving breakouts and breakthrough even in the mind. Yeah, God, Emando Roche. I God, Emando Rokoma. Yeah, God, Emando Roshama. Oh, God, that you are releasing us from the things that wanted to hinder us. That you are releasing us, oh God, Ekemo Shande, from the spirits that wanted to blot us. Ekemo Shaha. I God, forgive us of our transgressions. Forgive us, oh God, the things, oh God, that we have done, oh God, to transgress your law. God, I thank you that you are the God that forgives transgression, that you're the God that forgives sin. God, and purges our soul. And so this morning, thank you for the purging. I pray, oh God, purge us from the inside out. Let there be a deep-rooted work that takes place on the inside of us. Our soul, oh God, wants to be in right positioning. We want to be, oh God, in a place, God, that we can receive all that you have, all that you want to give to us. God, so we openly confess our sins to you. We openly confess, oh God, God, because you're the only one, God, that can wash and cleanse these vessels. And so we say, cleanse us, say, wash us, and we shall be clean, oh God. Oh, my name, we call on that name of Jesus today, for there is no other name, oh God, given among men whereby we can be saved. There is no other name. Oh God, so we call on that name so that we can gain full access. We need full access. God, and we bring our neighbors in as we come in. God, we're not coming in alone. God, we want to have full use of our access. We bring in our brothers and our sisters. God, we bring in our mothers and our fathers, our nieces, our nephews, our spouses, our friends, our co-workers. God, we're bringing them in with us, oh God. We're bringing this nation in, God. And we're fleeing through the merciful God. We're calling on the God of mercy. We're calling on the one that is mercy seated. God, and we say, pity us. Pity our condition. Pity our state of mind. We don't even know how we got here, but we're in a mess. Oh, God, we're in a mess, and we're miserable, and we need our Redeemer. We need our Savior. We need you to wipe out the blemishes. We need you, God, to clean us, oh, God, the cancerous. Oh, God, the cancerous mindset. Oh, God, that alienates us from you. God, that separates us from you. Oh, God, that makes it hard for us to understand what you were saying. We understand that your word declares that you chose the foolishness of preaching. But there are some of us, God, that cannot hear your preaching. God, because the enemy, oh God, God, has caused our ears to be deaf. But Father, I pray this morning, break the deaf and dumb spirit. Break that spirit today. Break the spirit, God, that causes us not to be able to receive. God, as we lay all, our position, God, is not
Jesus.
Material thing, God. The thing we own is our family, our friend, God.
Yes,
and God, we need you, God, to pity us. Soul. We need you to pity the condition of our soul. We need you to pity our mindset. We need you to pity us. Oh God, what shall it profit a man to gain the world? Oh God, and lose his soul. Come on, We need that breaker's anointing. We need a breaking anointing. God, I heal her. God, I sustain her. God, I way maker. God, our Savior. Oh, Shabba. Oh, God. Oh, my Shabba. Oh, God, it's you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God, we bless you for it today. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Oh, God, we bless you, we bless you for the churches in Texas, oh, God. We pray for the churches, oh, God. God, that have lost much, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you will replenish. Oh, God, everything that they have lost. God, we pray that, God, insurance companies will do right by them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that resources will be made available, oh, God. God, that you would get into man's consciousness. God, and that crooked and wicked spirit will not win. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that there will be a release of finances, that the money that is needed, to bring full recovery and restoration. We'll be released into the hands of those that are in need. We pray for pastors, that woke up discouraged today in Texas. We pray for church members, in the name of Jesus, that are dislocated. But I thank you that you are God and that you can make visitation. Visit them wherever they are. Dispatch angels now and encourage their hearts, oh God. Those that cannot come tomorrow and meet together as usual. Many of us take it for granted, but God, there are those in Texas, oh God, that will not be able, oh God, to assemble themselves. that time pass. But Father, I pray, oh God, that you would give them a visitation. I God, teach them how to go in your word. Teach them how to seek you. I God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray, God, restoration. Let it be a quick work of restoration, oh God, in Texas. I pray that the work of those, oh God, that are needed, oh God, will be dispatched, oh God, that there will be hands that go to work that will repair in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for repairing in this hour. I thank you, God, that you are repairing what has been torn down. I thank you, oh God, that you are restoring. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bring restoration. Oh God, restore. Oh God, God, where there is lack, oh God, we thank you. Oh God, supply the need, supply every need. Oh God, let every need be supplied, let every way be made, oh God. Oh God, I thank you for it today. I thank you that the way is made. I thank you, God, that the way has been made. Oh God, God, thank you for it. Thank you. Thank you, oh God, that you are covering Texas. Thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, and that you are withstanding, oh God, Hurricane Irma. God, before it reaches, God, even the island. God, in the name of Jesus, that you are causing it to dissipate. I thank you now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, that you are taking even, God, the force of turbulence from it. God, the force of the wind be removed. God, we pray, protect our borders. God, even from the element. God, we pray in the name of Jesus. God, that your hand is on us. Your hand cover us, oh God. And Father, we give your name the glory for it this morning. God, for we do believe that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what you have in store. God, there are some things that you have in store for those who love you. There are some things, oh God, that belong to us. Oh God, that you have on reserve. And Father, I pray for us, oh God, that we will have the faith to receive it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we will receive every blessing, every promise. Oh God, that you would bless us indeed. Oh God, bless us. Bless us indeed. Oh God, yes, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
God, the sound of worship this morning that rests on this line.
Hallelujah.
God, we bless you and we worship
you. Thank
you,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Spirit of worship,
Jesus.
Oh God, thank you, Lord.
Bless your name,
oh God. We thank you for it today, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God,
hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for the
Jesus.
Sound of worship. Thank you for the sound of worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for worship that breaks
thank
out,
you,
oh,
Lord.
God. Oh, God, that breaks out,
Jesus.
Oh, God, not even just on this line. Oh, God, but in our communities.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, God. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you, oh God, for preserving and keeping your people. And Father,
thank
we
you,
give
Lord.
Your name the glory and the honor this morning. Hallelujah. For all of these blessings. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you for it today.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give him glory for it.
Thank you.
We
Lord.
Give him glory this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give him praise for his loving kindness towards us. Thank you, Lord. His tender mercies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for
thank
his kindness.
Lord.
Hallelujah. It's better than life. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
You, Lord.
Thank you for your kind hand that has been with us. Hallelujah. Thank you for how
thank
you have beat
Lord.
Back our enemy. Jesus. Thank you for how you have preserved America, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for how you have preserved our families. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You for how you have kept our minds, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
That you have kept our minds. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you the glory for it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to thank you all for joining us this morning in this time of intercessory prayer on behalf of our regional intercessors, Sharon Quinn, Carla Chambers. Thank you, Lord. Janelle McCall. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Tiffany Smith Ferguson, Donald Lycan. Hallelujah. Octavia Davis, on behalf of those regional intercessors. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, those that are joining us from different states. We thank you. Hallelujah. Those that support those. Hallelujah. Those intercessors. We thank you for joining us this morning in prayer. We pray, hallelujah, that you are blessed, that your day is blessed, those that will join us on tonight. We invite you to call in tonight on our regular conference call prayer line, which is 515-739-1015. That's 515-739-1015 at 9 p.m. Our Decatur DeKalb chapter will be hosting that call tonight. We invite you, please join us tonight as we continue to pray for concerns, hallelujah, for DeKalb County, Decatur, for the state of Georgia. We need those of you that are in that location to join the intercessors as they are praying for the concerns of Georgia and for those politicians in those cities and all of the territorial spirits that plague the city of Atlanta. Please join them tonight as we go together and bombard heaven and pull down the high places. Hallelujah, as we honor the Lord on our assignment, taking territorial authority, hallelujah, kingdom authority over territorial principalities in these regions, and we see the Spirit of the Lord bring down those, hallelujah, those that assignment of the enemy and annihilate and crush those spirits, and we need your support in prayer. We need those that believe in the power of prayer to join with the Decatur DeKalb chapter tonight as they pray for this region. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And on next week, as Tiffany prays for the region of Gainesville, and then Janelle that will pray on the following week for Florida, and then Donald that will pray for, hallelujah, Stockbridge, as we continue every week tearing down regions, tearing down territorial assignments. We need those that will join us in prayer and that will believe God with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that the influence that is needed is in your mouth, and that you have the power and the ability to pull down those spirits, hallelujah, and to take authority and see the hand of God move. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And even as you join us on Saturday mornings, as we pray for those national concerns, those global concerns, those global issues, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, the things that are affecting our world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless the Lord for you. We thank you again for joining us. We look for those who will join us tonight and those that continue to meet us on Friday night, Midnight Travail. Continue to call in, hallelujah, for that time of breakthrough, that time, hallelujah, when many things are happening in the spirit. But we believe God, hallelujah, that when we come together collectively, that we are tearing down those high places, and that we're going to see the hand of God move, and that we're going to see bondages broken and chains loosed and the lives of those that are near and dear to us, and even for those we don't even know. We believe God for that. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. If there are no announcements, we'll pause for a moment. If there are any announcements from anyone, any testimonies as we prepare to close out, I want to make sure all the lines are open. I think they are. But if there is anything anyone wants to share, if not, we're going to.
Can you give that number again for tonight?
Yes, it's 515-739-1015. And the access code is 242-560-141 pound.
560-141.
Okay,
code
so
again?
242-560-141.
All right, thank you.
Amen. Amen. So, again,
and what time
indicated
is that
the cap chapter. That's at
and
9
what time is that tonight? Thank you.
Tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, thank you all for joining us in prayer. We will meet you tonight or at the next appointed hour. God bless you. Go in peace.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.